The Horde's rats were broken and defeated inside Castle Florette. Pearl Queen's crew and Blerin's otters had helped Marielle and her friends to carry the day. Parties of the victors scoured passage and chamber, combing out any final pockets of resistance. Marielle and Dandin watched the wall curtain moving slightly.
Looks like a couple hiding behind that curtain. Let's give them a red wall greeting,
the mouse maid whispered as she readied her gullwhacker. Her lump stuck out of the curtain fabric, and Marielle gave it a sharp tap with her knotted rope.
Ouch, ouch, I say, go easy there, you rotters.
Dandin ripped the curtain aside to reveal the Hon Rosie Wood saddle, rubbing her rear end ruefully.
Ha! So there you are at last. Where have you been?
She cried. Marielle thoughtfully hid the gullwhacker behind her back.
Hello, Rosie. I think we should be asking you where you've been.
The garrulous hairwife shifted a fallen rat and sat down wearily on the floor.
Well may you ask, young'uns, well may you ask. I've been doing a passable impression of a bloomin' mole lost underground in all those bally tunnels and turns, trekking this way and that until I was dizzy. Don't snigger, you two, it's not funny, you know. Moles have my undying sympathy if they have to tramp around tunnels all their lives. No wonder they speak funny. I say, have I missed the jolly old battle? Not a scrap left for Rosie, eh? Well, there's a fine thing. Come all this way through shipwrecks and sharks to be disappointed.
Finbar Galedeep stood in the banqueting chamber, watching groups of defeated Horde rats being marched off to the dungeons by Blerin's otters. Their weapons were stacked in heaps on the floor. He turned to Joseph, who was anxiously scanning the valley from a window, and said,
Ahoy! What's going on out there, Bellmaker?
Joseph continued to peer at the far side of the valley floor as he spoke.
More fighting! It looks like some creatures need our help down there, Finn. Take a look at this!
Finbar and Joseph were joined at the window by Meldrum. The old hare assessed the situation right away.
That must be the Foxwolf and his force in the dip. Those chaps in the trees have got to be Southwarders. Hello. Looks like old Foxwolf's laying some sort of trap for those lads in the trees. Look at those two squads dropping back toward here. I'll be blind. They're like to ambush from both sides. Sneak around through the trees at the Southwarders in the old pincer movement, what?
Joseph took up his stave.
You're right. Come on, Finn. Let's rally our crew and get down there fast. Meldrum, keep a small squad here to watch those prisoners. Where are Marielle and Dandin? There's not a moment to lose.